chapter 1. Verse 14. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. The subject is tonight, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. There are a lot of things that we ought to be ashamed of, really. Amen. We ought to be ashamed of our sins.
Amen.
We ought to be ashamed of our failures.
Amen.
We ought to be ashamed of our lack of dedication. And many other things we could mention that we ought to be ashamed of. But there's one thing that we should never be ashamed of, and that's the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're all debtors. To preach the gospel. God made provisions for the Apostle Paul to pay his debt. I guess one of the worst thought of persons in the world is a person who won't pay his debts. I mean, that'll really give you a bad name, you know. A fellow won't pay his debts. And especially if he's got the means to pay them and won't pay them. I remember the first time I ever made a debt. My mother took me to a clothing store and gave her name as reference for me to buy my first suit. I was still just a teenager. And I had a job. And I'll never forget what that man told me. He said, I'm going to sell you this suit on credit for so much a week. You'll pay me so much a week. And I want to give you some advice, Dempsey. Don't ever forget it. If you can't pay me, come by and tell me. Don't run from me. I'll understand. And if you can't pay me the next week, just come by and tell me, and I'll wait. But don't run from me. Don't hide from me. Pay your debts. Don't be ashamed of it. If you can't pay it, don't be ashamed of it. But don't take your money that you owe me and spend it for something else. That's what you ought to be ashamed of. But Paul had a debt.
Right.
And he and himself had no means to pay it. But God provided the means. I'm a debtor.
Amen.
Not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles.
Amen.
To preach the gospel. And God has provided the message. God has provided the gospel.
Amen.
And so it's my responsibility to preach it.
Amen.
And Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel.
Right.
But blessed is the man who is not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so Paul said in verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, to the Gentile. In the first place, we ought not to be ashamed of the person of the gospel. The gospel is of a person. It's not of a thing. It's not of a system. It's of a person. It presents a person. And we ought not to be ashamed of that person. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father which is in heaven. And so we ought not to be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, to bear his name, to carry his name, to preach his name, to live his name here upon this earth. For he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's his gospel, you see. It's not ours.
Amen.
It's not the world's. It's his gospel. And we're not to be ashamed of the person that that gospel presents.
Amen.
I asked a man one time in Brazil. He said he was going from door to door preaching the gospel. And I said, well, what is the gospel? And he sort of tried to beat around the bush about it. Didn't want to answer it. And I said, well, let's just suppose that I'm a lost person and I want to know how to be saved. You say you're preaching the gospel. And so how are you going to tell me how to be saved? What is the gospel? And he said, well, the gospel is the Ten Commandments. But that's not what the Bible says.
Right.
Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's a message about a person. It's about a person who pre-existed before this world was. It's about a person who in the beginning created all things. It's about a person who in the fullness of time emptied himself of his heavenly glory and took upon himself the form of a man and came into this world and became a servant and bore shame and reproach and suffered in the hand of wicked men. Job said, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. And that was never truer of any man than the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He was a man a few days and full of trouble. But he came knowing before he ever came to this earth what he would have to suffer. Knowing the ridicule and the shame and the reproach and the cruel death on the cross. He came gladly, and he bore our sin in his own body on the tree. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, wherefore he is not ashamed to call them brethren. If he's not ashamed to call us brethren, we certainly ought not to be ashamed.
to present him as our Savior to a lost and dying world. Not only so, but we ought not to be ashamed of the plan of the gospel. The gospel, the Apostle Paul tells us very plainly, is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's how that he died for our sins and was buried according to the scriptures. What scriptures? Of the Old Testament. And how that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And the Old Testament prophesies of the coming Messiah. From the first book all the way through, we find the prophecies concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And so God had a plan a long time before the Lord ever came on the scene. And God tells us how long before in Revelation chapter 5. For the Bible said that he stood as a lamb slain from before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
The plan for my salvation began in eternity past.
Amen.
And it was a plan for eternity future.
Amen.
And it's all bound up in the gospel.
Amen.
In that one plan. That God, having chosen me in him from before the foundation of the world in the fullness of time, sent his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to die in my stead and to save me and wash me in his blood.
Amen.
And justify me before him and give me a place in glory that one day I might be glorified in his presence.
Amen.
Well, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them were they called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son.
Amen.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Amen. Amen.
What shall we even say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up freely for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?
Amen. Amen.
That's the plan.
Amen, brother.
That's the plan. We ought not be ashamed of that plan.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, I'm glad I believe that. I'd be willing to pronounce it if I had the way to do it on every radio station and television station throughout the whole world.
Amen.
Stand and tell them that I believe the doctrines of grace. I stand on the doctrines of grace. It's God's eternal plan. It's the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm not ashamed of it. I don't have any complaints about it. I'm glad he chose me. I'm glad he saved me. What a wonderful, wonderful gospel. We ought not be ashamed of the message of the gospel. The Bible said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Somebody said, how can you do that, believing what you believe about the doctrine of election? Well, I can do it by the grace of God.
Amen.
Through His command. That's what He said. He told His first disciples, His first missionaries that He called, He said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But He didn't point out which houses they were in.
That's right. Amen.
He said, go from house to house and city to city. And you'll find them. You'll find them.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about that. Just keep preaching.
Amen.
Just preach the gospel to every creature. And one by one, God will effectually call His own unto Himself. We ought not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ or the message of that gospel, because it's a positive message. It is a productive message. Preacher preaching the other night, he said, in reading the Bible, what he loved to look for most was God's promises. And he named a few of them. And after the service, I went by and I said, there's one more you didn't name that I really hold on to. And that's when God said, my word shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and prosper in the thing whereunto I have sent it.
Amen.
That's God's business. Our business is to proclaim the gospel. And so we ought not to be ashamed. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Don't be ashamed of its message.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not ashamed of its power.
Amen.
Because it's real power.
Amen.
It's heavenly power. It's not something prayed up down here. It's something sent down from up there. I've seen it work so many times. You know, you can't direct God's word. Well, asked me the other day, said, I asked him if he knew a certain man, and he said, well, yeah, I know him, said the. He's the first one Brother Council saved. Well, I happen to know that Brother Council didn't save him. The Lord saved the man. I believe the man really saved. But that's the idea a lot of people have, you know. I knew a fellow one time back in the early part of my ministry. Boy, he'd get him down and read them little passages of Scripture, you know, and have a prayer with them and tell them they're saved and get up and strut all over the house like he had saved them all.
Yeah.
But that isn't the way it works.
Amen.
That kind of doesn't last.
Amen.
That's man's power. I remember one day when I was Pastor Julian, I went into the hospital there and visiting, told this before me, I've told it here, but I tell it over and over again because it just illustrates so much my point. And when I walked into the room, there was two or three beds in this room, but when I walked in, I was looking at an old man over in the bed in the corner. I mean, my eyes caught on him, and I didn't notice anybody else. I just walked right over to the bed and introduced myself and started talking to him. Started witnessing to him. Man, I tell you, that old man was hard as nails. He said, I don't want to hear anything about it. I don't care anything about it. And I'd try to preach to him, and he just
He just belligerent, you know, mad, didn't want to hear it. And contrary. And finally I said, well, I want to have a word of prayer with you and I'm leaving. And I bowed my head and had a prayer. And when I turned to leave, there was a 17-year-old boy in a bed right behind me, and tears were streaming down his cheeks. And he said, preacher, I heard everything you said. I just trusted Jesus and was saved.
Amen.
Now that's God's power.
Amen.
That's God's power. You see, when you preach the message, you might have your back to the one that God's dealing with, but God knows how to get his own. But he does it through the gospel. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. And I want to tell you, it's power more than to save. The Son of God not only saves a soul, but the Son of God by his infinite power transforms a man's life and makes him a new creature. So that if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation.
Amen.
Old things have passed away, and
Amen.
Behold, all things become new.
Amen.
I know I'm not what I ought to be, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be.
Amen.
And I know that's by his power.
Amen.
That's what Paul meant when he said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Don't be ashamed of the power of the gospel of the Son of God. Sometimes, you know, we're ashamed of it in the sense that we only want to preach to certain classes of people. You know, rich folks are hard to preach to. I guess we don't preach to many of them, do we? We seem like we want to go more to the poor folks. But rich folks need to hear it just like poor folks. And the same power that can call a drunkard out of a ditch and make him a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ can call a rich man out of his castle and make him a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, but he didn't say it's impossible. Because he's got some of them too that belong to him. So we shouldn't call. We should carry the gospel and preach the gospel from house to house, to the rich as well as to the poor.
Amen.
Because God can change a rich man's life just as well as he can change a poor man's life. And one great mistake that I've seen among a lot of preachers, sad to say, is when they think about winning a rich man to the Lord, they've got his money more in mind than his soul. That's right. Well, if we just get brother so-and-so in, he's got all kinds of money. God's not after his money. God's got all the money you'll ever need.
Amen.
God wants his soul.
That's right.
And that's what we ought to be interested in. We ought to see him as just as rich and sinner as the one that hadn't got a dime in his pocket.
Amen.
They're both the same in God's sight.
Amen.
And so the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ is a power that reaches all kinds of men.
Amen.
And changes all kinds of men and saves all kinds of men. So we shouldn't be ashamed to carry the gospel to all kinds of men.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth. We shouldn't be ashamed of the end results of the gospel of Christ. It won't be long, friends. It'll all be over. And we'll be home. Man, what a thought. If he'd just come tonight. Father said the other day, honey, I may not have much longer. I said, neither one of us may not have much longer here. The Lord may come before you ever get any worse. And take us all home to glory. That's what it's all about. That's why Paul spent his life preaching the gospel. He said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory shall be revealed in us. You ever think what it'd be like? I was talking, I believe it was Brother Johnson, somebody the other day, about Halley's Comet. You know, that's the big thing now, is Halley's Comet. And that thing's been in existence ever since God created the universe. It's made that same pass, you know, ever so many years. And every time when it's time comes for it to, you know, it's rolling around for it to start to appear, why, here comes all kinds of prophecies about what all is going to happen here on the earth. You know, everything is going to happen. It's all going to, calamities and all these things are going to take place. And so Halley's comet comes and makes its circle. In a few months, it disappears again. And the world remains the same. But one day, Jesus is coming.
Amen.
He's not just going to make a pass.
Amen.
He's going to settle down here. I mean, he's coming to stay.
Amen.
And we're going to stay with him.
Amen.
All who have been called through the glorious preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ will be with him forever and ever.
Amen.
Praise God.
And that stone that was cut out of the mountain without hands shall become a great mountain and fill the whole earth. And we shall reign with him forever and ever. Friends, don't be ashamed of the one that loved you and gave himself for you.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May God help you to say from your heart every day of your life while you live on this earth, as Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. All right.